the sound of the London Underground, the Tube, as we call it, and one man launched the first ever sound map of the London Underground, illustrating the famous transport artery, reflecting how people hear the world around them as they go through it. Stuart Folks is the man behind it. He founded Cities and Memory, a digital artistic project which features over 1,300 sound recordings from all over the world. Why did he start doing that?
Sound can bring things to you that no other sense can. It can bring back memories of childhood. It can bring back, you know, instant associations of a time and a place in a way that no other sense can. And I think part of the project is attempting to get people to just listen more closely to the world around them and think about what sound means to them in their everyday life.
And you've done more with these sounds than simply record them and make them interactive on a map. You've created with them. Tell us about Paddington Station.
So this is part of a project called The Next Station, which maps the sounds of the London Underground. So that it maps 55 stations in sound. But along with every single field recording, there's a reimagined, remixed, reworked version of the sound. So those could be musical reinterpretations or vocal cut-ups or ambient pieces. So it's kind of different artists' interpretations of what those sounds kind of mean to them. So the Paddington clip, for example, has been done by a sound artist based in London, and he's taken people talking about why they chose to vote Leave in the referendum, clips from the Paddington Bear TV series, newsreel footage about delays in Paddington Station, and just collaged them all together into this fabulous 10-minute vocal cut-up of Paddington.
How will people get our country back? Get out.
I feel very proud.
Immigration.
Leave.
Immigration.
We will come back.
Just
full of memory. That's the sound of Paddington Station as reimagined by Stuart Folks and his collaborators. You didn't actually do that one. Somebody else did that.
That's right. That was an artist called Seth Guy based in London. So there are about 95 artists that took part in this particular project. And they, a lot of them are based in London, but equally we've got people from the USA, Canada, China, Australia. So there's people from all over the world that have heard about this. And because the London Underground is so iconic, have kind of really taken this on board and really wanted to get involved and, you know, do something with those sounds.
Moving along the Hammersmith and City line a little bit, we get to Great Portland Street. Let's hear what that sounds like. I use Great Portland Street quite a lot because it's close to the BBC. I don't remember it being quite so hip, to be honest. Who did that one?
So that's one that that I did myself. Since I come into Great Portland Street myself every morning for work as well, I thought it'd be quite interesting to take that on as kind of a home station. And, you know, one of the most striking features of the Tube is that kind of that sense of rhythm that comes from, you know, from the rails and wanting to do something with beats and with electronic music and try and make something musical out of the sounds of the Tube is you know, that was what the kind of this piece is trying to do.
The technology enables this kind of creativity now in a way that would have been much harder with a razor blade, you know, 20 years ago. Do you want people to participate who are not sound artists, who just want to do it because they can, because iPhones or smartphones allow you to do this kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this project, Cities and Memories, is completely open and collaborative to anyone in the world that has, you know, a mobile phone or a recording device or even the most basic music technology. So everything I'm doing here wasn't even possible 5 years ago, and I think that's an incredible enabling thing about, you know, online art.
And 5 years has enabled that. So what's the next 5 or 10 or 20 years going to do for sound?
What I would hope is that sound can, you know, become, stop being so much the almost the poor relation of video, and for people to kind of appreciate the fact that sound surrounds them every day and is a very important part of, you know, of everyday life. You know, if I ask people whether they live in London or they're a tourist, what London looks like, you know, you'd probably say the London Eye or Buckingham Palace or something like that. But if you ask people what London sounds like, it becomes much more everyday. It becomes the sound of traffic, the sound of tube doors closing, the Mind the Gap announcement, those kinds of things. And sound is a lot closer to the way that we live our everyday lives. And I think sometimes we take it for granted.
That's Stuart Folks, Cities and Memory, and the interactive tube map. Wonderful stuff. Update soundscapes at gmail.com for your sounds, and we'll work with Stuart to see what we can do with some of your sounds, turn them into art. You've been listening to World Update. Join us for more tomorrow.
This is